And the Lord spoke unto Moses and Aaron, because ye believed me not. You see, Moses, lack of faith here, and he came down on that rock twice. How many Christians today trust Christ as their Savior, but they sure fill with fears and unbelief, not sure of their salvation, you see. My, what a reflection it is on him when we don't take him at his word and don't believe him, you see. And Moses and Aaron actually didn't believe, and God said to them, because ye believe in me not to sanctify me in the eyes of the children of Israel, therefore ye shall not bring this congregation into the land which I have given them. Now, Moses will get it, but he'll get it after death. After all, he appeared on the Mount of Transfiguration with Christ in that land. But he has to get it by death, as the same crowd did at Kadesh Barnea, because he disbelieved God. Now, Canaan actually is the picture today of where you and I should live by faith. It's not a picture of heaven. It's a picture of where you and I should live today. We're in the world, which is a wilderness, but you and I ought to be enjoying the blessings of Canaan. And that comes, as we're going to see in the book of Joshua, by the death and resurrection of Christ and our reckoning upon that, believing God and yielding to him in this matter. And Moses and Aaron didn't do that. And we're told this is the water of Meribah, because the children of Israel strove with the Lord, and he was sanctified in them. And Moses sent messengers from Kadesh unto the king of Edom, thus saith thy brother Israel, thou knowest all the travail that hath befallen us, how our fathers went down into Egypt, and we've dwelt in Egypt. And Moses recites briefly their history, and he asks permission, a permit to cross their land. Verse 17, he says, let us pass, I pray thee, through thy country. We'll not pass through the fields or through the vineyards, neither will we drink of the water of the wells. We will go by the king's highway. We'll not turn to the right hand or to the left until we pass thy borders. Now, that was a request that was made in a very kind sort of way. And Edom was his brother, and he reminds him of that. And Edom sinned in not letting them pass through, we're told, verse 18. And Edom said unto him, thou shalt not pass by me, lest I come out against thee with the sword. And the children of Israel, they said, well, they've got cattle and their little ones. We want to come through, and we won't take anything or injure your land. And verse 21, thus Edom refused to give Israel passage through his border. Wherefore Israel turned away from him, and the children of Israel, even the whole congregation, journeyed from Kadesh and came unto Mount Hor. Now they are making a circuitous route, which was actually probably not necessary had they been given permission. Well, the very interesting thing, this man Moses needed to recognize that he should have been following the cloud, and he would not have to fight with Edom. He didn't need to worry. God was leading him and guiding him, and instead of asking for permission to go through, he should have just followed the cloud. So actually, we find that Moses is making a mistake right here. Instead of asking for permission, I think the pillar of cloud would have led him in a way he'd never had to fight Edom at all. But you see, this is a case of running ahead of the Lord, and so many of us do that.